Welcome into Right Side Radio. You didn't really give me time, JB.
Sorry.
Now, see, I have these new earphones that go in. They're like Justin Timberlake. Well, they don't have the little thing, the little microphone.
Yeah.
But I need a second to put them over my ear.
What, with the old ones messing up your hair?
Yeah, it was a whole, you don't have to worry about it.
No, I worry about it every day. Each break, I got to
shine it up.
Get a brush. And
he's got this little towel over there and he goes.
I wax it.
Yeah. Actually, if you want, you can turn that light off because it does kind of hit your head.
I think it makes it look sharp. It's like, ding.
So we had lots in that montage.
Uh-huh.
You want to go to Mom Donnie?
Ma'am Danny and Trump, yeah.
Ma'am Danny.
It was a little bit bizarre. So, yeah, if you haven't seen Zohra Mamdani, the mayor-elect of New York City now, went to the White House and they had a meeting. And then I think them having a meeting itself was not the part that, you know, got a lot of attention. It was the friendly nature of the meeting. But specifically, you know, if you look at all the clips, it seems like Mamdani's purposely giving Trump the cold shoulder, like purposely not really looking at him, not really giving him much attention. And even after the meeting, he still said that, you know, he still thinks Trump is a fascist. But Trump was the one in the meeting that was, you know, having fun with him. He's the one after the meeting that said that the chemistry between them two was great. They got along really well and that they share a lot of the same, you know, desires, right, in terms of what they want to be achieved in New York. So there's kind of two sides to this coin here. Some people who are like, oh, that's refreshing to see, you know, the right and the left kind of come together and share a good moment. But then there's also the side of conservatives who are a little bit concerned that Trump was being so friendly with Mamdani. So I guess the real question is it a problem that Trump was being nice with or friendly with Mamdani, or is it just not that big of a deal? Do you think that's just Trump being Trump and friendly?
Okay. I have lots of thoughts, but I'll start with the response to that. It kind of goes back to like Katie Britt when she first got into office. And I think I talked about this the other day. I guess there are two paths you can take when you get to a position like that. You can either staunchly stay on your side and be very, this is such a difficult conversation because anyway, very partisan, which on one hand is not a bad idea. Or you can reach across the aisle and you can try and persuade and inform and influence the opposite side of the aisle. And I'm not sure there is a right or wrong, but there are pitfalls with each side. And historically, Trump hasn't really... I'm trying to think. Has he reached across the aisle like that bigly before?
I don't think so. I mean, if you want to count like that one picture of him with Schumer and was it Jeffries that was in the Oval Office during the shutdown and he was like giving them Trump 2020 hats and like messing with them. I think that's a bit different than what we saw with this. So I don't think so, actually.
I really don't think so. And so you're seeing Trump kind of get chummy with the other side. Meanwhile, he's going hard after some very strong, maybe more libertarian, mm-hmm, but I would say they are what they think is America first. Republicans. So either... he's exercised. I don't know. I look at that and I go, maybe he is a genius because Mom Donnie's followers and the people that elected him are currently melting down because he was seen. The fact that he even took a meeting with Trump, mm-hmm, and apparently Mom Donnie reached out to Trump for the meeting. It wasn't vice versa. So then Trump really plays it up in the Oval Office. We're best friends now. They're like punching each other's arm and patting each other on the back and they're laughing. Maybe Trump was like, okay, I am going to totally take him down. They're going to think we're best friends. And maybe it works because I'm guarantee you those Democrat Socialists of America that voted for Mamdani are not happy.
I actually think that's true. I think that Trump was playing it up because, like I said, you saw Mamdani kind of, you know, giving him the cold shoulder and continuing to call him a fascist with him there. And even in pictures with him, you know, he was kind of, you know, smiling without showing teeth. Like, I think he was making this seem like he was still giving Trump the business even when he was there. But I think Trump was doing it a bit on purpose, playing it up a bit mm-hmm. to make him look, you know, like he's buddy buddy with, you know, Trump. And even the part where he said, "You can just say I'm a fascist." Yeah, don't worry, buddy. Slapping him on the shoulder. Yeah. I think that may be part of it. I also think, you know, Trump does like to try and get along with people when he's meeting them for the first time. But I do think there was a bit of showmanship of, you know, this guy is the Democratic Socialist, the future leader of the Democratic Party, probably. And I'm going to try to make him look like he's being buddy buddy with me. I think that's true. There may be a bit of that. I also think there may be a bit of just Trump, you know, being Trump. I don't think it's that big of a deal. If this was like an AOC or somebody, maybe I'd be like, okay, that person really right now is our enemy. We need to be going after them hard. But this guy being a mayor of a city, I don't think it's that big of a deal of, you know, why isn't Trump going after him hard? I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think there was a bit of showmanship of trying to soften up Mamdani and make him look bad to his base.
The only downfall I see is that we cannot play nice with the Muslim community. We just can't. Mm-hmm. It's incompatible with America. So the optics of that, to me, I have a problem with. But he is going to be the mayor of New York City. Trump is extremely passionate about that city. And so maybe he's just trying to save what he can and influence him however he can. I don't know, but I have a problem, you know, Mamdani, can I just give him a name?
Just call him Zohran.
Zohran, mm-hmm. The Z guy, wants to teach, make every New York child or New York City child learn Arabic, count to 10 in Arabic.
Arabic numerals.
Yeah, I'm not down with that.
Nah.
That's not cool. That is not, how about we make everybody learn English?
Exactly.
What is wrong with that idea? Let's put our tax dollars towards that. So for Trump to platform him a little bit gives me pause. But like you said, I don't know if it's that big of a deal. Trump really, on the federal level, you can't really do much with a state level, city level official anyway.
Yeah.
So all that was optics.
Yeah. I mean, I would hope too, if it came to where Zohran is actually implementing the government ran grocery stores and stuff like that, that we would cut funding to New York.
Yeah,
I hope when push comes to shove, that actually happens. But there is also a part of it where, yeah, Trump said, "Well, we talked and we actually agree on a lot more than I thought. We want no more foreign wars. We want cheaper home affordability. We want all this stuff." And I really hope that Trump knows that Zohran's way of getting there is socialism, and it's a lot different than Trump's thought way of, like, I really hope Trump wasn't sold a bag of goods from Zohran. Like, we want the same things, actually.
Trump's not that stupid.
I was about to say, Trump's not that dumb. So I really hope that wasn't actually the case of Trump being like, oh, well, we agree, because we don't agree. But I don't know. It's a funny moment, but I think, I do think Trump was trying to make him look bad in front of his base, which Zohran was really trying not to take the bait on that.
But if the government-run grocery stores are run by and paid for by the state government, there's nothing Trump can do,
yeah.
And that actually is totally up to each state. I'm a huge states' rights fan. Whatever you want to do. But you still have to operate in America. Just can't go against those federal laws. But if it's state-funded, they can do what they want. It won't last long because it won't work.
Well, you did see that on the federal level, the House condemned socialism. Did you see that? They passed a resolution to condemn socialism. It's like, okay. Oh, great, guys.
Great.
Yeah.
How about we actually pass something to lower our debt and help save America? We knew socialism wasn't good, or we should have.
You would think, yeah. Thomas from Killen By the way, 833-687-4448 is the text line number. Thomas from Killen says, Trump's just playing with his food.
I kind of think so. And I'm here for it. But if Trump starts ribbon cutting at the government-owned run grocery stores, I'm going to have issues.
Exactly.
I don't think he will.
Matt from Madison from earlier, by the way, said, enough is enough. Free speech works both ways. YouTube, quote, three phases of jihad. Look at London, Germany, and France. We must stop this before it takes on any more momentum.
You think he was talking about bacon?
Yeah, he was talking about our discussion on the people who were arrested for eating bacon and potentially harassing Muslims worshiping, yeah.
I kind of agree. We might need to dig into that a little more because if the men went into the mosque while they were praying, that's different than if you're holding a press conference outside in a public space and some people walk by and start. But I tend to agree with Matt. Mm-hmm. I tend to just fall on that side.
Definitely should not have been arrested. We can have the argument of if it's effective or not for Christians to be doing that or any people to be doing that. But I agree that free speech, free speech should not be arrested for it.
100%. I think it's break time again.
It is break time again.
That is just crazy. How does this happen? Jennings is getting a FaceTime call from my niece. She just hung up. I got to figure out how to get this off the iPad. Julia, I'm sorry. All right, you're listening to Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.